Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks Live.
Fire! Score! Go Blackhawks!
That's hockey, baby!
From the downtown studios of WGN Radio, time to talk hockey. Time to talk Hawks.
Kane steps up the slot, sets Jones, put up inside it. They score! Jonathan Taves! The Taves over the Leaf line on a two-on-one break. He shoots, he scores!
Yeah, I was pretty humbled and pretty touched with the recognition from my teammates and Sharpie and Hose and Siege and Chazzy showing up. I owe so much to those guys. I mean, we were all in it together, and it's been a special ride, and I'm just so thankful to be able to have shared it with guys like that.
It's time for Blackhawks Live.
They score! Jonathan Taves!
Here's Joe Brand with Chris Bowden. It's go time!
Well, definitely an eventful week for the Chicago Blackhawks, and what's coming up? Well, more events, promotion-wise, news-wise, as the Blackhawks are going to close out this regular season in the final month. Unfortunately, still in a rebuild, but some fun nights coming up at the United Center. How's it going, everyone? Welcome to Blackhawks Live, along with WGN-TV's Chris Bowden. I'm Joe Brand, and we've got plenty to get to today. Two guests, double the fun.
That's
with
right.
Chris Chelios and Reese Johnson calling in later on today.
Yeah, it'll be fun to visit with Chris. He's got something he's plugging that will help him plug along. That's coming up tomorrow night. And Reese Johnson, always a fan of his style of
Me
play.
Too.
And it's it's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride as he lost some time earlier this season due to an injury. Now he is back, and like a whole bunch of other young guys on this roster, looking to get a foothold and open some eyes and generate some interest in continuing to be a part of this rebuild as he wraps up a three-year contract that's winding down for Reese right now. So we'll have a chance to catch up with him and see if he's surviving, how well he's surviving life with his buddy, his old Red Deer buddy, now that Brandon Hagel is pursuing a Stanley Cup in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk to him about that. A few other things of just kind of the role he has taken on this team. And I agree, I'm a big fan of Reese Johnson's game and what he brings to this Blackhawks team. Again, we're going to hear from Chris Chelios shortly. He is going to be at the Jewel Osco in Chicago at 1224 South Wabash tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30. He's going to be signing bottles of his El Bandito Yankee Tequila. And I'm sure if you listen to the Blackhawks broadcast, you've heard all about breaking out the Bandito. We do it every time the Blackhawks score a goal, but it is an ultra-premium tequila made from only 100% Blue Weber agave. So, again, tomorrow at Jewel Osco, 4:30 to 6:30, 1224 South Wabash. Some other things about the Blackhawks. We saw a great ceremony for Jonathan Taves on Sunday, but now all of a sudden the attention has been shifted over to 81. Marian Hossa is going to retire as a Chicago Blackhawk on Thursday, and I'm sure that's going to be an eventful night at the United Center before they host the Seattle Kraken. And the top prospect, Lucas Reichel, is on his way back to the NHL roster as well.
Yeah, it was terrific, wonderful to see Marian on the ice along with Seabrook and Sharp and Shaw for Johnny's ceremony the other night. And, the original thought was, oh, you traveled all the way across the pond here for the Johnny ceremony. But he's that type of guy who would do that.
Yeah.
But now we learn that there's another reason that he made the trip and is going to stay a little bit longer than a one-day in-and-out for the Johnny ceremony Sunday.
While you're in town, why don't you just stick around and retire as a Chicago Blackhawk? But again, I was talking to John Hansen about this a little bit ago. That building got so loud when just Hossa's video came up on the screen. No one even knew he was there yet, and that place just erupted. Yeah. And as John Hansen said, almost as loud as the Jonathan Taves ovation had gotten. It's really cool to just see how much of an impact he made here with the Blackhawks. He played for so many teams, but clearly got that first Stanley Cup with the Chicago Blackhawks, and I think there was just some sort of unique bond between the city and him after finally getting that first Stanley Cup after two tries, and he's going to retire now as a Blackhawk for life.
Everyone knew what a great player he was, and going to those two cup finals with two different teams before he signed that massive deal with the Blackhawks. And, you know, adding to the lore is the fact that, you know, the penalty that he took in that,
yes,
in that first round game against Nashville with the Blackhawks, just trying to fight their way out of that series against the Predators team, an organization and a team that they still have difficulty beating to this day. But the drama of what occurred at the end of regulation there, being sent to the penalty box as he was hoping to be a part and striving for yet another opportunity to play for the Stanley Cup. There was an opportunity for some goatness there, and we mean the wrong type of goatness in that game against Nashville. And it turns out
that's right. You got to decipher good or bad.
Yeah, Patrick Kane bails him out there, shorthanded at the end of regulation, and then it's Hossa who won that game and really was a springboard to that Stanley Cup run back 12 years ago.
We're going to take our first break, but we hope to have Chris Chelios on the other side of it. We got Reese Johnson later on as well. Plenty to get to on this week's edition of Blackhawks Live. You're listening to 720 WGN. We posed a question on WGN Radio Sports, well, the Twitter account, and I think it's a fair question. We've gotten some backlash, but that's what comes with Twitter. Aside from, come on. And you're right. Yeah, you're right. There's nothing but angels out there on social media, especially Twitter. Aside from Kane and Taves, which Blackhawks player made the biggest impact in the team's three cup run? We've only got four options available on the poll setting, so we gave the option to reply with someone like Patrick Sharp, but we put in there Marian Hossa, Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, and Niklas Hjalmarsson. Right now, the leaders are Duncan Keith, Marian Hossa. Those are the two heavy favorites. Mm-hmm. Duncan Keith, 48%, Marian Hossa, 46%. Nick Hjalmarsson at 4%, and Brent Seabrook at 2%. I only believe maybe one person commented Sharp. Somebody commented Crawford, which, okay, valid option, but he wasn't there for all three cups.
Two of those, so. 13 and 15 ones. And definitely instrumental in that, but I would tend to agree that Keith, Hossa, a close 1-2 one way or another. But I think as, the Blackhawks had two great defensive pairings during those runs, but the way... You know, taking nothing away from Marian, the impact that Duncan had just in terms of churning out those minutes and the reliability and how great he was back then, I'd maybe have to give a slight edge to Duncan Keith, but I don't think there's a wrong answer between him and Marian Hossa.
I wonder what Chris Chelios would think about that question, but we're gonna bring him in right now. Chris Chelios is going to be at the Jewel Osco in Chicago at 12:24. It sounds like Chris is still trying to get acquainted with us. But, again, he's going to be at the Jewel Osco tomorrow at 1224 South Wabash at 4:30 to 6:30, signing bottles of his El Bandito Yankee tequila. Chris, are you there?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yep, I'm here.
Absolutely. Yeah, great to have you. So what can you tell us about the event tomorrow? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I've been going to Jewel Osco's since I was a kid, and it was my dream to have my own tequila.
There you
someday.
Go.
But I've been shopping there for years, and I've got to know a few of the staff members, and we came out with the tequila about 6 months ago. So I'll be there tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30, signing bottles, taking pictures, autographs, and should be a lot of fun. But we got a great product. I'm trying to get it to be the best tequila, hopefully someday in Chicago, and everybody knows it.
Well, Joe and the entire radio staff, anytime there's a Blackhawks goal, it's tied right in there.
Oh, yeah, we go
so
off.
So it's promoting. All we need is a little bit more offense, though. So to hear it a little bit more.
I'd choose more defense than offense, quite honestly, at this point. Those poor goaltenders, they're letting them hang out to dry, Lankinen and the other kid. But you know what? It's been a tough year, and, we'll see, but it's just, that night the other night with Taze and seeing everybody back there, all the former guys, that was pretty cool. Pretty emotional night for everyone.
Absolutely. Chris, you've probably got to be as busy as you have been since retiring nowadays. You've got a Yankee tequila company out there. You're on national television, and you're kind of a full-time grandpa now, right, with Kaylee moving back?
Yeah, I mean, I went from, like everyone else, during COVID, sitting around for a year and a half, and I absolutely lost my mind, so I decided I was going to take a job or two, and now I'm like trying to keep up. But you know, the ESPN thing's been a lot of fun. It's been great being around hockey again. You know, working with Messier, I've covered a lot of the Hawks games and Steve Levy and their crew, and then, you know, of course, being an ambassador with the Hawks, you know, that's always, you know, it's great since I've been back for three years now. You know, the works have brought me back, and it's been great. I look forward to doing this for a long time. And now they've hired my daughter, Kaylee, on the telecast, so that's been kind of awesome, too. So, you know, it's good to be back in Chicago. It was a long time I was gone, and it's been great being back these past 3 years.
Yeah, wonderful to have you back, too. I know, you know, Hawks fans, when you put on that other sweater at the end of your career, you know, sometimes they have to step back a little bit, but hopefully they've embraced you well enough. And, you know, you're doing that studio work with Messier. Man, both of you got you squared off with him, I imagine, couple hundred times during the course of your career. Both of you had a little bit of a mean streak. And I remember on the Vegas broadcast, you were talking about what it's like to go into a new room after a trade deadline, especially when you go to an arch rival. But what's it been like working with Messier? Because I'm sure you two had your scraps in front of the net through the years.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's really amazing that all the years we've played, we never once faced each other in the playoffs. So I thank my lucky stars that never happened, because Keenan would have had me chasing him around the rink, you know, trying to chop his ankles off or his wrists off. But yeah, he was one of the best competitors, best leaders, and he's pretty intense on the air too. He takes it real serious. But you know, I think they showed a highlight of me one time cracking him in the nose, and he's bleeding all over the place. And I looked at him, I go, oh my God, I hope I don't have to go out against him again. But what a great guy he is. And I'm, you know, we only really got to know each other during the All-Star game. So I'm really lucky to be working with him.
You know, somebody else that I think he got in a scrap with, and I think the only reason he remembers it is because it was his first fight, is Tyson Nash. And now he's starting to get floated around on social media for his comments of the Coyotes Anaheim Ducks game not too long ago. Chris, I know this is kind of a topic right now where you can't win, no matter what you say, whatever side you take about, you know, the old school rules of hockey and defending your team and not allowing the other team to kind of showboat. There's really no winner in this conversation. But I mean, do you have an opinion on that, or are you okay with the game kind of evolving?
I mean, it's a different game for sure, and it's evolution. It's just the way guys in the 50s. We're probably saying in the 60s, we're saying the same thing about us, I'm sure. And now I think the whole thing, everybody's the sensitivity thing, the, you know, trying to protect players. Before, the players held each other accountable. The league, you know, with guys in offices and that sometimes never played the game, making decisions, whether it be suspensions or rules. But I mean, you know, you talk to younger kids, and I think they don't know any different, so they enjoy the new skill game. If you talk to an older generation of people, you know, they don't quite like the new the type of game and the skill game. But at the end of the day, when you get to the playoffs, you know, the cream rises to the top, and these big physical North American style teams and the hitting, and they're the ones that seem to be around, you know, the last 10-12 years. The Bostons, the St. Louis had big teams, Tampa, and the Hawks, when they were winning their cups, they had some real big tough and guys. So I still think that's the way the game needs to be played.
You mentioned the ceremony the other night, and Marian Hossa is going to have a little additional ceremony coming up on Thursday night. I just asked you what it was like to go up against Mark Messier, but you played a lot against Marian Hossa. What was it like going up against him as, you know, he rightfully takes his place as a Blackhawk and officially retiring after signing a one-day contract on Thursday?
I mean, Hossa, he was a horse. You could not intimidate him. He was, you know, he was a very honest, clean player, but skilled and hardworking. And you know, anything you threw him, he just took it and did his job. He was a great leader, a great teammate. You can't say enough about Hossa. I saw him the other night there, got a chance to talk to him. We played together for that year in Detroit when we went to the finals, and good for Hossa. I mean, unfortunate the way how his career ended, but you know, it's great to see the Blackhawks recognizing him and retiring him as a Blackhawk.
You talked about Kaylee getting involved in the Blackhawks broadcast. You've gotten to work with her a few times, but even just being around the United Center while she's on the mic, whether it's TV or radio, how cool is that? I mean, it's one thing to be just like a dad proud moment, but for her to be relishing in this role right now where you had relished years ago, what's that been like for you?
I mean, honestly, it's like watching your kid play a game or a sporting event. Yeah. I get nervous when she goes on. I started finding myself smiling and then laughing. Out of all my kids, she is most like me. She played the game. She played lacrosse over at Northwestern, won a championship there. And she loves it. You know, it's hard. You know, she's a mother now, has two kids, and I think she's going to have more. But for her to be able to lucky enough to be able to pull this off, to have family close enough between, you know, the Vitale family, who she's married, Danny Vitale, who was a Packer and played for a couple other teams in the NFL. It's great having family around and being able to watch the kids, and it allows her to really follow and pursue her career. It's too good to be true, but you know, I love seeing her on the rink. It's comical to be walking around and then see your daughter all of a sudden. Trust me.
Well, she's doing a bang up job, a fantastic job, and you know, anyone who was aware of her work the last few years down in Tampa Bay realized that it was a great addition to Hawks broadcast. I want to talk about another member of your family. We learned, you know, kind of surprisingly, that you know, Jake was going to be competing for the Chinese Olympic team a couple of months back, and I know he's in the KHL right now. Not to turn this thing too heavy, but is there any concern on your behalf about safety? Are they still playing the KHL games in Russia while all this is going on, and what has he been able to tell you about the whole vibe and situation going on over there?
Yeah, they're playing, and I think playoffs are probably just about over, but when all this went down with Ukraine, obviously the Finnish team that's in the KHL and the Chinese team that's in the KHL both pulled out, so that was... You know, it wasn't really an issue. And I'm, you know, obviously as a parent and what's going on, that's the first time I obviously was really concerned. So now next year is up in the air, of course, with what's going on over there. He actually just flew to Italy today to play for the Chinese national team to try and qualify for the next Olympics. So he's in Italy for about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, and then he goes to Croatia for the tournament. But they're playing, you know, teams like from Jerusalem and Mexico and Istanbul. So I think they should be okay.
Wow.
But it's, you know, like I said, it's really unfortunate what's happening in the world. And like you mentioned, for him, there's no way he'll go back to Russia right now to, you know, there's plenty of jobs here that he can take in the AHL or somewhere else or one of those other countries.
Right. Well, you got plenty of reasons to be proud right now, so that's very cool. Does Jewel Osco know they've got to stock up extra hard on popcorn for you tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Just a coincidence. The girl working there, her name's Gidget. We have history from, you know, Donny Cruz at Stanley's. We go far back. It's a small city and world when you're in the alcohol business, bar business. So, she called me today and asked how much she should order, and I said, make sure, because I'm hopefully going to be signing a lot of bottles for a lot of people that are going to be tasting some good tequila tomorrow.
Maybe Benny the Bull will go and hand deliver it, one of those 10-foot bags.
We don't want that. Hey, before we let you go, what game are you at tonight? I'm hearing whistles in the background.
You know what? I'm actually at Third Fifth Arena, and there's some kids on the ice, but I'm here with the alumni. Seth Jones is here tonight, and he does a little Q&A with the alumni here, all the supporters, and, you know, Cliff Coral, and I don't know if I didn't get a chance. You guys called right when I walked in. Troy Murray usually attends some of these. So I try and, you know, do as much as I can with the alumni. I had Bobby Hull out yesterday for lunch yesterday. And I'm a big part of the history of the Blackhawks because I grew up here watching them and a lot of my childhood heroes. So, like I said, it's a close family, and Cliff Coral's done an amazing job with the alumni.
Well, very cool. Chris, thanks so much for jumping on, and have a lot of fun tomorrow signing those bottles at Jewel.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Chris Chelios again.
That's a true Chicago guy, growing up with Jewel Osco. You know?
Right?
That's
right?
When you know he's from Chicago.
He'll be at the one at 1224 South Wabash tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30.
Oh, a shot from the right circle by Reese Johnson. He scores! It's his first National Hockey League goal. And another faction of the Red Deer Rebels cashes in this game here tonight. First it was Hagel. This time it's Johnson. In front of family and friends, he makes it 2-2.
And quite the goal to get John Weideman
to bust the microphone open.
Exactly. That is our own John Weideman calling Reese Johnson's goal earlier this year against the Calgary Flames on November 23rd. And we've got the Blackhawks forward on the line with us. Reese, thanks so much for hanging on with us. How's your Tuesday night going?
Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah, it's been great. Just went for a nice dinner and actually going to head to the arcade and play some games with some buddies, actually.
Ooh, the Emporium?
No, FTW, actually. First time going to go there, so I'll check that out and see how it is.
What are you going to play?
I'm not sure. I'm actually hoping they have a big buck hunter. That's my game, so I'll be checking that one out. They had that one back home lost. So
if Reese Johnson is taking over all the high scores on the big buck hunter over there, we'll know when it came from. Well, again, thank you for joining us today. How has it been just being able to finally get back to reacquainted to the NHL schedule, the NHL rhythm, and, you know, just getting some consistency of games under your belt once again?
Yeah, it's been great being back in the lineup. Obviously, after my broken collarbone there, it was long 14 weeks of being out, but I had a lot of good people working with me, and really thankful for that, but definitely great to be back in the lineup, and looking forward to the game on Thursday.
Well, how are you holding up with your old Red Deer Rebel buddy no longer wearing the same sweater as you are? How much of a surprise was that to you when you heard the news? Obviously, happy for him because he's got an opportunity to help a team win a Stanley Cup amidst a whole bunch of stars down there in Tampa Bay. But how have you been? You haven't lost your way without 38 to hang out with anymore, right?
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a little weird seeing Hags on a different team, but I'm really happy for him. I know he's going to do great things with Tampa Bay there. I know they're really lucky to have him, and I was talking to him a couple of days ago. He's excited for the opportunity he's going to get there, and definitely a little weird seeing him in the blue instead of the red, and happy for him overall.
Are you guys cousins?
Yeah, we're distant cousins. We tell people we're not blood related, but we have a couple relatives that are close and
okay.
Everything like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I definitely know how that goes, but that's why I was always just a little curious about it, because I think he actually mentioned it at the beginning of the year, but it was just very subtle.
Yeah.
So just always kind of wanted...
We throw that out there to people, and it kind of throws them off, but we consider ourselves cousins.
Well, do you feel like you're a cousin of Jonathan Toews? Apparently you two are living with each other?
Yeah, it's... more of a older, younger brother to him, maybe, than that. But it's been great living with Taser. Really fortunate to be able to spend that time with him at his house. Really nice of him to welcome myself and my girlfriend and our dog, actually, into his
house. Wow.
He's been awesome. I've been able to learn a ton from him. On and off the ice this year, and then moving in with him, obviously you spend a lot more time with him, so you learn that much more, and it's not even just hockey related stuff all the time, just things in life, the way he carries himself on a day-to-day basis. He's a true professional and one of the best leaders I've ever been around, so really thankful for that opportunity to live with him.
Well, has he like assigned chores to you or anything like that? do you have the garbage? You wash the dishes? Are you using that silver stick as a door prop the last couple of days?
I definitely try and pull my weight around with doing the dishes and things like that. He's made a couple of subtle comments that he likes to keep the recycling in line. He's trying to establish a system, I think he told me the one day, instead of laying it out black and white to me, but more joking around than anything. But no, it's good. It's been awesome.
I'm sure when Jonathan Toews tells you to do something, he only has to tell you once, I'd assume, right?
yeah, that's very true. I mean, I like that. We respect his space and everything like that, but yeah, he's definitely an easy guy to listen to.
You had some time down in Rockford, I think, a little bit this year with Lucas Reichel. He's now been brought up, has five games under his belt up here at this level, but what have your observations been, the opportunities that you have had to play with him now that he's getting a second opportunity? You were probably through the same thing. Once you get that first taste, you kind of get your bearings to what the league is about and how different it is up, you know, to the very top level of this sport. What have you seen from him? The kids certainly put up a point a game down there with the Ice Hogs, and hopefully he'll get that first NHL point here sometime soon as he rejoins the team.
Yeah, obviously, I was actually just texting with Rice a couple minutes ago. He said he's on his way here, I think, later today. He was just
he's going to move in with you and Johnny, Oxford, too?
No, just to the hotel, yeah. But, yeah, no, really, really happy for Rice. He's definitely has a ton of skill, sees the ice very well, and pretty quick player also. So definitely happy to see, and I think he's going to just get better every game he plays, so. Exciting for him, for sure.
We're talking with Blackhawks forward Reese Johnson. Couple more before we let you go. Derek King and Kyle Davidson keep kind of praising how valuable Rockford is right now, because that's a team that's fighting for the playoffs. And we have seen players get moved back down there to kind of get not only work on things, but also just get that competitive edge a little bit more when you're playing for games till the very end of that season. How valuable has the Rockford IceHogs been for this, maybe for you, but also just this entire organization right now that's in the state of the rebuild that it is in?
Yeah, for sure. Being down in Rockford a bit this year, I've seen they have a really good group down there, tight-knit guys, really get along, and that shows on the ice. I think a lot of good players there. I think they, be good. Get in the playoffs and hopefully go far, and anything can happen once you're in the playoffs. So, but Rockford's been a key spot for me too in my development over the last couple of years. I really think being down there, especially even after my injury for a couple games, getting my game legs back and everything like that, playing a ton of minutes when I'm there has been great. But a lot of good prospects and players will continue and have come out of Rockford, so it's good to see.
Who is your team growing up, and who is the poster on the wall? If you had anybody, any idol?
Yeah, a couple. I actually really liked Sidney Crosby as a kid, and Taser. Actually, him and Taser were probably my two favorite players. A couple of good two-way. Centerman, Hall of Famer guys. So I actually was telling Taser that the other day, and he was laughing. So it was good. It's pretty crazy to be his teammate and be staying with him.
You should have brought the poster over there and said, "Hey, where can I hang this?"
Yeah, exactly. Might have to. I'll get him to sign a couple of things. Maybe.
Maybe you'd have to have him take down all the posters of himself off the wall, and then you can put it back up.
Yeah, exactly. There might not be room.
All right. Well, Reese, again, thank you very much for taking time out of your Tuesday night. Take it easy on the Bucks on Buck Hunter, though, okay?
I'll try to. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate that. Have a good rest of the night. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, you. Reese. That's Reese Johnson, Blackhawks forward. Nice kid.
Yeah.
That's really cool that Jonathan Taves is. Yeah, sure. Not just you, but the girlfriend.
The dog.
Yeah. I want to know.
I think Johnny's got a dog, and the recycle thing doesn't surprise me.
No,
at all,
that doesn't
because
either.
He is very environmentally aware, shall we say.
Yeah. Okay, we've got another break to get to, but we also have a Boyke's prize pack to give away, and our Boyke's prize pack question is going to be, what team drafted Marian Hossa? Again, he'll retire as a Blackhawk. He'll officially finish his career with the Chicago Blackhawks, but what team drafted Marian Hossa? 312-981-7200 for a Boyke's prize pack. What team drafted Marian Hossa? 312-981-7200. We'll wrap up Blackhawks Live next, 720 WGN. Oh, feels like Saturday morning. That's David Hochberg's tune.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's how Home Sweet Home Chicago begins.
Just by asking that question, it admits I haven't been tuning in today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Well, you know what? If you don't hear from him, he's not listening to us either then. welcome back to Blackhawks Live as we're closing out this week's show. Our question, our Boyke's prize pack question, and again, our friends over at Boyke's hooking us up, which means they're hooking you up with a Boyke's prize pack. It's biltong. It's not beef jerky. It's better. It's healthier. And it's just all around tastier than beef jerky. Check out Boyke's.com, BoyKeys.com. Use the promo code WGN or use the promo code JoePuck, all one word. Again, I don't know what it gives you. Let me know if you do. And the question was, what team drafted Marian Hossa? He's about to retire as a Blackhawk on Thursday. But Gene from Deerfield, what team drafted Marian Hossa?
The Ottawa Senators.
The Ottawa Senators, 12th round. Do you know what year?
Oh, I do not know.
That's all right. It was just for extra credit. You would have won a Super Boykies prize pack, but the original one will do just fine. 1997, Gene.
Oh, okay.
Well, we thank you very much for calling in. Have you had Boykies? Do you know what it is? Would you like
to? I have not, but I'm looking forward to trying it.
Well, you'll have to tell us how it is.
If you got the extra credit question, we would just back the truck up and just buried the driveway in the stuff. But small sample sizes. You'll like it. I'm sure you will. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks a lot. Great show. Thank you.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you, Gene. That's Gene from Deerfield. Congratulations again, our friends over at Boykies, BOYKEYS.com for some biltong. It's better than beef jerky. There are still a lot of things to get to this week. And again, that's just kind of what happens when you have an hour-long show and only two guests. You only got so much time to talk about so many things. But Jonathan Toews 1000 ceremony, phenomenal video, very cool atmosphere, great work by the promotions. I imagine Thursday night's going to be just as spectacular, honoring Marian Hossa. And the Blackhawks have a new television voice. Three more games for Pat Foley. They'll all be next week. And Chris Fosters is the new voice of the Blackhawks for the television broadcasts. I said this on Twitter. I met Chris Fosters in 2015. I was working for the Kane County Cougars. Still am. He was working for the Great Lakes Loons. Mm. He's not. We were both in the Midwest League, minor league baseball, single A. And the way it worked, we only got to see each other once a summer because that's the only time we would play each other. Right away, I knew I was going to get along with this guy, and I really liked that guy. We went out to dinner and a couple drinks that first day we met. And we've kept in pretty close touch ever since. Chicago's going to get to know him, but just so you know, he is such a hard worker. He's such a smart, witty guy, and he's really going to give everything he has into this job because he's just a history buff, too. Mm. So he loves to learn about anything he can. And he's going to go into this job full force, and I think he's going to do a great job.
Don't know him as you do, and hopefully I will get to know him, but it's been a solid body of work when he was given the opportunity here. In a very high pressure and lots of eyes on you situation here, they are huge shoes to fill. I don't know if anyone can exactly fill the shoes the way Pat did, but just based on the respect he has shown, the calls he has made, the quality of his calls. I hope Chicago can certainly give him an opportunity because sometimes some of the reactions on social media have gotten ugly. Joe and myself and everybody who's been in this business has always been looking for that next opportunity. Mm-hmm. And these guys were put on a huge stage for a lot of people to watch who are used to a very comfortable pairing for all these years. So congratulations to Chris. I hope he knocks it out of the park with the Blackhawks here.
Well, and the other thing is anytime you replace someone that's been in a situation, been in a spot, been in a chair for as long as someone like Pat Foley has, there's going to be backlash just because it's different, it's new. Sometimes people don't like change. I know that's surprising to hear, but that's the case. Vin Scully can only go for so long. You know, the legends could only go for so long. And Pat Foley is always going to be Pat Foley, and Pat Foley is always going to be who Blackhawks fans resonate themselves with when they watch the game and listen to the game. Chris Fosters is not going to be Pat Foley, but he shouldn't be, and he can't be, because there's only one Pat Foley.
And Pat wasn't Lloyd Pettit,
the
great announcer before him, and I'm sure when Pat came aboard, you know, there were a lot of questions being so used to Lloyd Pettit for all those years. Just a great voice, and Pat's going to be joining us next week, too.
That's the plan. So we get to talk to the legend Pat Foley next week, as he's going to be honored next week. It's going to be another fun couple of days at the United Center as well. That's going to do it for Blackhawks Live. A big, big thanks to both our guests tonight of Chris Chelios and Reese Johnson. Another big thanks to our producer, Curtis Koch. For my partner, Chris Bowden, I'm Joe Brand. Next Blackhawks game is Thursday night against the Seattle Kraken, a 7:30 puck drop, a 7 o'clock pregame show. But again, try to make it out to the UC if you can to honor the Hoss. And we've only got a few more of these shows left as well, so thanks for listening. David Jennings has the news next on 720 WGN.